She's what?
She's Pocahontas.
Okay.
That's her name. Hey guys, it's Elise and Christine, and guess what day it is?
TV Tuesday!
Once Upon a Time comes back this Sunday, and we're so excited. Why are we excited, Christine?
Because we love this show! It's the best ever.
Aladdin and Jasmine, they're finally doing their love story.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we're also excited for that.
That's what I'm excited about.
I'm just excited in general, but yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and we're going to have a watch party. We're going to tweet about it. We're going to live tweet. We're going to Snapchat. We're going to Instagram story.
So retweet us.
Yeah.
Regram us.
Go follow us. At Earn, Spend, Live on everything. Okay, so they're doing Aladdin and Jasmine.
And hopefully the genie. Because he's my fave.
Oh, I wonder how they would do that. Are they going to, like, paint somebody blue?
I don't know. We need Robin Williams.
No, bring him back. Oh, it's too soon. Okay, so they're also still doing Jekyll and Hyde, and...
Yeah, that whole thing is a mess.
I mean, I kind of like it, but it's kind of random.
It's kind of overplayed.
Yeah, and I know they're doing the whole Untold Stories thing, which I don't know what that means at all.
I don't either.
I guess it's just an excuse because they're running out. They have Aladdin and Jasmine left, and then Pocahontas is the only other, like, Disney story. So I guess this is the way to open it up.
Yeah, I hope they include Pocahontas in the Untold Stories.
I do too, and John Smith.
Yes.
Except it shouldn't be Mel Gibson.
Oh my god.
I can't watch that movie without, like, just, ugh, it's his voice. It's so bad. Okay, so we hope they have the genie.
Yes.
What else do we hope they do this season?
Pocahontas.
I doubt, they would have announced it.
Maybe it's their best kept secret.
Maybe. Oh, no.
She might be one of those, like, little blip storylines. It's not like a...
Oh, I hope not. She deserves a big storyline. She's Pocahontas.
She's what?
She's Pocahontas.
Okay.
That's her name. Okay. So, I heard that Robin might be back. I don't know.
That blows my mind.
I don't know if he is because...
Where did you hear that?
Well, I don't remember the exact source. I read something. But, like, when they killed him off, there had been rumors, like, weeks before about, like, he was being a diva or something, and, like, he was getting fired.
Oh, so they fired him
and
they
killed him? Yeah, well, and the creators came out, and they were like, don't believe the rumors, they're not true, blah, blah. And then he, like, died a couple weeks later.
Oh.
So
people are speculating that he's not really dead.
Well... But it's not because of that. It's because one of the creators said in one of those, you know those, like, spoiler articles that are everywhere?
Yeah.
I see them all over Facebook, and I save them. One of the creators said something about how, like, we shouldn't trust Hades, and just because he said that crystal, like, erases you from existence, that
the creator says this?
I think it was the creator.
Oh, dang.
Because they quote them all the time, and he was like, you should never trust Hades.
I mean, no one's ever really dead in this show. Like, I think that's been proven.
Except Neil. I think he's really dead.
I don't know. I'm not convinced about Neil. I wouldn't be surprised if he came back, too.
I hope Neil is dead. For good.
Because we like Emma and Hook.
We do. We're Team Captain Swan.
But they also love throwing a wrench in Emma and Hook, so...
They do, and I'm tired of it.
It would not surprise me if Neil came back, and...
Speaking of, that's the other thing I hope happens, is I hope that Emma and Hook finally just do it. But they finally just let them live.
Surely they've done it by now, though.
No, but they haven't! When would they have done it?
Surely.
If it was real life.
This has been going on for
They're like 29 or 30. Like, they would have done it in real life.
For sure.
But they haven't shown it on the show. They had one date. And
it's
it was
a family
show. They barely even held hands. It's
I think
garbage.
If they move in together, though, we're to assume that that's been going on.
Not really.
You're going to move in with someone that you've never done it with?
I would like to see it from my own eyes.
You want to watch them do it.
I do. I want proof. Once Upon a Time creators, you need to show me something. A little something, something.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
It should. We'll see. They showed Charming and Snow doing it that one time.
I don't remember that.
Emma and Henry walked in, and they were like,
they were doing it?
Yes, because they have the bed, like, in their kitchen, and they made some joke about making waffles or something. I don't know. It was really lame.
They were doing it?
Yes, and they were like, oh, my God, and they, like, pulled the covers off. Like, God. They were, like, naked. It wasn't, like, scandalous. They didn't show any skin, yeah. But, like, you know what they were doing.
I don't even think they've showed anyone, like, make out in the show.
Robin Hood and Regina, they, like, had a little sexy time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had their clothes on, but they were, like...
Speaking of, I miss him.
I don't.
I miss Regina being happy.
I don't.
She's not fair.
She's at her best when she's miserable and bitchy.
But it's not fair. It's so annoying to me. That, like,
no, that was the only reason it made me sad was for her. But I didn't like
I didn't
him.
Really care about him one way or the other. I just liked the fact that she got a happy ending, too. It's not fair.
I don't know. Maybe the fan theory is true because everybody really wants Regina and Emma to be together.
God.
That was, like, season one, there was this big conspiracy theory that, that the whole time Emma was, like, in a coma and she was having these dreams and, like, Regina's her lover and, like, I don't even know.
What?
I've told you this before.
I've heard the theory of them, like, ending up together, but I've never heard the theory of her being in a
season
coma.
One. That's why, because everyone, there was this whole, like, is she crazy or is, like, magic, does it really exist? And it was, like... Everybody's,
if this is a Lost, like, ending...
No, I think that's why people thought it was, because it's the creators of Lost who created the show.
But what if they do that in the end?
I hope they don't, because that's
garbage.
Oh my
god, I'd be so pissed.
But I think that's why people had that conspiracy theory.
Yeah, that's true.
They thought she was in a coma.
And that's that they're together or whatever.
But she, like, for some reason was dreaming that she's an evil queen.
And in Emma's coma, she's straight.
I guess.
I mean...
Her fantasy is to be straight. No.
In order for that to happen, though, they'd have to, like, kill Hook off.
Oh, no. They've already done that.
I know. They could have either left him dead or...
I love him so much. That reminds me. Okay, who's your favorite character?
Probably Regina or Rumpel. Well, Rumpel used to be, but lately he's kind of
a dick. Regressed, yeah.
So,
Austin, my boyfriend loves Rumpel. He wants every single year for Halloween, he's like, I really want to be Rumpel. And then
it just doesn't happen.
This last year, we thought about being the dark ones and just wearing leather jackets. And so, like, because I really want him to be Hook and, like, wear some eyeliner. And I can just, like, put, like, dry shampoo in my hair.
Oh, my God.
And be, yes. And I can put dry shampoo in my hair and be Emma as the dark one with her, like, gray hair.
Yeah.
I think it'd be so much fun.
Y'all should do that.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, my boyfriend doesn't watch the show, so that will never happen for me, but...
Yeah, Austin does. He said it's his favorite show of all time.
Really?
Dead serious. Because of Rumpel. But so anyway, y'all can probably tell who my favorite character is. It's Hook.
Yeah, I mean, I like Hook, but as far as complex characters, I guess...
I love Regina as well.
I love Regina.
Regina,
like,
is like... She is. She's the most complex character.
This show is really about her. Like,
She's such a badass.
Supposed to be about Emma and all this crap, but it is about Regina. Like, I feel like they've showed the most about, like, her background and her transformation.
You know, all of her struggles and, like, everything that made her who she is.
Also, the actress is amazing.
Oh my god, like, I want to be her.
She's just the best. I mean,
she deserves all the Emmys.
Yeah, she's amazing. Just her range of, like,
Yes, and her cleavage game. Like, oh my god, if there was an award for, like, best cleavage, it would be not Regina George.
Regina George.
What's her name on the show? Regina Mills?
Yeah, Regina Mills.
Is that it? Was that her, like,
no, it is
her old name, or is that her storybook name?
That's her storybook name.
So what was it before? Regina Evil Queen?
Did they have last names in the Enchanted Forest?
Did they have last names back then?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't think they did.
She was just the evil queen.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Who's your fave ship? Bet y'all can't guess what mine is.
I mean, I really liked Regina and Robin Hood. Ugh. Just because I wanted her to be happy.
I know.
But I also am just waiting for Mulan and Aurora to come back around.
It's not going to happen.
Well, I'm holding out hope. I'm optimistic.
This is the thing. We were talking about this earlier. We hate what they did this past season with making Red Riding Hood a lesbian and putting her and Dorothy together.
Not because we hate lesbians.
Yeah, no, not because of that.
But because
we're Team Mulan and Aurora, but, like, it felt like they put these the two most random characters together just so they could shut the fans up and then never have to show them again.
I agree.
It's like, okay, we made y'all happy, we gave you a gay couple, like, leave us alone.
Yeah, it just felt very underdone. Like, it could have been a lot more. It could have been, like, a lot deeper. With characters who actually mattered, who we knew
you already
about
have Mulan
and cared about. Like,
use her. Yeah,
it just felt very, like, random.
Very random, very forced. Very last minute.
Yeah.
I'm not for it. Okay, so my favorite ship is obviously Captain Swan.
Duh.
And they've been through everything.
I mean, I love them, too. Don't get me wrong, but... I don't know. I just feel like Emma is destined to be, like, single.
She and Regina have a lot in common because they both, like, every single man they've ever loved has died.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even Hook has died.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're very, like...
So they're going to end up together. There's the only logical conclusion.
All the it's a sign. All the men in their lives have died, so they should just be together.
I mean, I would be okay with that ending.
What is their ship name? It's Swan Queen. Swan Queen. That's what it is. We're Team Swan Queen.
I would totally be okay with that. I mean, I never even thought about it until I saw the like conspiracy theories or whatever. But
that could be like the lost ending twist. Is like they really are lesbians.
I don't know about the whole coma thing, but like if they end up together,
coma, but just
Yeah.
It was their journey to each other.
I mean, they share a kid already.
This is true. And he calls them moms all the time.
Yeah.
And it's actually, we have a drinking game on the site for Once Upon a Time. And in there, it says drink every single time he calls them moms.
Drink every single time Henry's a freaking idiot. I cannot stand that kid.
Christine
I cannot
hates
stand Henry. Like, oh my God. He was cute the first season.
He
cute.
He was adorable.
I liked him. But then he got into puberty and he's not cute anymore and he just goes around and screws stuff up all the time. Like, I literally think that's the only reason they keep him around is
because
he has
to screw
stuff up. What
are they supposed to do though? Kill him off?
No, he needs to go to college or something.
He's not college age. He's like 13.
Go to boarding school or whatever. Or like skip 5 years
in
the future and give him, like, go to college. I don't care. But he's just annoying. Like, I don't like him at all. He's not a good actor. He was a cute kid. That's it.
Who else needs to have a kid on the show?
Emma and Hook.
We had this in our outline. I'm not just being random.
Replace Henry with their new kid.
Like, yes.
Henry 2.0.
And Neil. Just do like in soap operas when you like the kids are 5 and then suddenly they're 18 years old.
And go to college.
Yes. Yeah. And like, yeah. So do that with Neil and, you know, baby Neil.
Yeah.
Not like dead Neil. I don't like him.
We know.
He needs to stay dead.
Favorite storyline / season?
Yeah. So... my favorite season, obviously season 1 was the best.
Agreed.
Because it's season 1, like, it's how we fell in love with the show. And actually, they've said that this season, they're going back and doing the season 1 style, where it's not like the first half of the season, they're in Neverland, and the second half, they're in the Wizard of Oz. They're going to go back and do it where, like, they have all these, like, interesting characters, and they show their backstory each episode, and it's, like, a continual story.
And that, I'm looking forward to that, because I don't like any of the seasons where they've done it that way. Like, I don't like the...
Well, and people bitch and moan about it, so I'm glad they're listening.
Yeah, I do not like the Peter Pan season. I don't like the Wizard of Oz crap. I don't like any of that stuff. Like, it just... it dragged on to me, and it felt like every episode, like, nothing happened. So I'd rather get, like, character growth and backstories and stuff like that.
I agree, but that being said, season 3 was my favorite, just because that's where Emma and Hook, like, started, like, falling in love.
Okay, I guess I'll give you that.
And making out.
But I just didn't like Neverland. Like, it was literally
I loved
just
Neverland!
Trees.
Okay, so... yeah, when I watched it the first time, it... I've heard people say, like...
I've only watched it one time.
So. I watched each season, like, twice, guys. Maybe 3 times. But, like, I've always heard people say, and Christine has told me this, when you watch Once Upon a Time, like, week to week, it's the most boring show you'll ever see.
It really is.
But when you binge watch it, like I did, it's, like, you're just, like, each episode, it feels like so much has happened, and you just have to go to the next episode, and, like, it's so...
And that might be why I loved season 1 and, like... so much is that I watched them on Netflix after they were uploaded, and then after that I started watching them when they came out, and it was more like, seriously, like, that was a whole 45 minutes of my life, like, nothing happened.
I hated the second half of season 3, I will say that, but the first half,
with Wizard of Oz.
Yes, the Wizard of Oz. I'm not a huge Zelina fan, and I know that's probably an unpopular opinion.
I'm not either, honestly. Oh, you're not? No.
I think she's a really great actress.
No, I agree. Like, but she's just great. The character is, like, annoying to me. She's, like, wishy-washy.
She's whiny.
Yeah, she's not.
She's so predictable. Yeah. I know she's supposed to be unpredictable because she's, like, evil, but she's not.
She's like, am I evil? Oh, I'm kind of evil. No, I'm not. Oh, wait, am I?
I don't want to be evil. I want a sister, but I need to be evil.
Yeah, I don't know.
No one cares. She gets my nerves. Especially when they did that alternate universe where she was marrying Robin and Regina, like, got stabbed or whatever and, like, got blood on Zelina's dress. And she's like, oh, my God, this is supposed to be my day. She's so fucking annoying.
She's just so jealous and annoying and
yeah, and then she
insecure.
Turned green.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess she represents, like, green with jealousy, but she's annoying. So who do you think has grown the most over the show?
I would say Hook. I mean, not Hook. Rumpelstiltskin. But at the same time, it's almost like he's changed and then, like you said, regressed. Because,
yes.
Like, the past season, maybe season and a half or so, like, he's not been, like, the person I liked. Like, the character I liked.
He just doesn't give a shit anymore.
He's just, I can't keep up with him. Like, one day he's, like, the hero or whatever. And then the next day he's, like, F all of you. I don't even care. So, I don't know. I feel like he's changed the most, but not necessarily in a positive direction.
Good way. Yeah.
But
I feel like he was headed in a good direction for a long time. And then it's almost like when Emma became the Dark One, he got jealous. And so now he's just like, that's who I am. And like, nobody else can have
it. Yeah, I'm gonna own this.
Yes. Yeah. I am the Dark One. Which, like, respect.
But then his whole storyline with Belle gets on my nerves. Because it's like,
yes.
Do you love her or do you not? Like, are you going to respect her or are you not? Like,
see, that's the thing is he does love her, but he's always been upfront and honest about the fact that he's a dick and he's not going to change.
Yeah, but then sometimes like, he acts like he is going to change and then he does. I don't know. Their whole storyline's like on my nerves.
No, I'm Team Rumpel on that one. I hate Belle. Sleep. She's stupid. And the real, like, Beauty and the Beast, I love Belle. But, like, in Once Upon a Time, she's an idiot.
Yeah, no, I don't even like them.
He's always been like, I'm a monster. There's no man behind the monster. And she's like, no, there is a man.
Like, I liked that whole, like, Beauty and the Beast, him being the Beast thing at first. Like, whenever they first introduced it. And now I'm like,
They focused on it way too much.
Yeah, because I feel like he'd be better off, like, just being full on evil. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly.
Being Mr. Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the best, like, season one when he, like, you were scared of him.
Yeah.
Because he was so mysterious.
I loved him in season one.
I did too.
He was the best.
Because you loved him, but you also were terrified of him.
Well, he was just the most unpredictable character.
Yes, he's always been the most unpredictable.
Yeah.
So I think Regina has grown the most, though.
Oh, for sure.
Like, more than anyone.
Yeah, I think that Rumpel has changed the most, like, from season to season.
Yes.
Just as far as, like, the kind of character. But she's definitely grown, like, in the truest sense of the word, the most.
And now this next season is going to be, like, all about her growth.
Oh, I can't wait for the Evil Queen.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. This is going to be the greatest. Because I loved the Evil Queen, but I also, like, was rooting for Regina. And so now you can have both.
You're torn.
But you get both.
Yes.
Because now she can still be, like,
now she's, like,
Regina,
100% good.
And she tore we also get the Evil Queen.
I know. I'm so excited to have the Evil Queen and her cleavage back. That makes
her
the show.
Her awesome costumes.
It makes the show for me.
Yeah. She's just so evil. It's, like, awesome.
Yes.
I love it.
I love a bad bitch. If there's a bad bitch on a TV show, that's going to be my favorite character. Which I think she's changed the most, but I also think Hook. I don't think you can deny that he's changed, like, the second most.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because ever since he met Emma, he's just...
He beat Regina as far as that.
He probably does because she still struggles with it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, I mean, he was the Dark One, like, not by choice, so he did struggle this last season. But for the most part, it's not even hard.
Well, it's like,
Emma.
I went back and read, like, synopsis of, like, different seasons before we did this. And it was, like, talking about some of the stuff he had done.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even remember that. Like, I was like, oh, my God, he really was evil. Like, the way he is now
was.
Is, like, totally not
You
at
forget
all.
Because he's such a stage 5 clinger with Emma.
Yeah.
Like, he's such a do-gooder.
It's almost not believable, though, honestly. Like, I feel like Regina is a way more believable character because, like...
she still struggles.
Yeah. Like, she's human.
Well, and maybe that's why they made him one of the Dark Ones this last season.
To, like, remind us.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm still mad about that, though. They should have had so much sex. Because they're both the Dark Ones, and they're both evil. And they barely even kissed.
It's because they're not going to show that stuff. This is like PG. No, My little cousins watch this show.
Seriously?
Like, yeah.
But they, like, kill people. It's dark.
I mean, it's. I think it's one of those things, like, you don't notice that stuff until you get older and watch it again. And you're like, yeah. Oh, wow, yeah, this is kind of... I watched this when I was 7. Wow.
I guess. And that's the other thing, is I feel like... the first season was super edgy and super dark, mm-hmm. and ever since then, it's been, like, more of a family show. And I miss that element so much. Because I felt cool watching it. I was felt like, oh, this is, like, the grown-up version of a fairy tale.
Right, like, that's what made it awesome to me, was that it was, like, taking all of our childhood fairy tales and twisting them. Like,
you didn't feel like a kid watching it.
Yes.
I love that about it.
For sure.
Now it's too G-rated.
Yeah. So, which, dead person do we miss most? And dead is a very loose word, obviously.
Very loose.
In this show. But
we both have the same answer on three. 1, 2, 3.
Graham.
We miss you so much, Christian Grey.
His accent.
He only made it to 8 episodes. And that's that breaks crazy. My heart.
Like, why did they kill him off? It was so sudden. And then he's the only one that's, like, never even made a reappearance.
Right. Well, he did, like, at the end of the first season. Like, he came back for the finale. But, like, when I first watched it, I was like, oh, maybe that was the time that he, around the time that he got hired to be Christian Grey.
So he
But it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Like, it was later. So I have no idea.
Well, holding out hope that maybe he'll come back somehow.
I doubt it. He's way too big.
They could have run into him in the underworld.
That's true. But he's too big now is the thing.
Yeah, he probably was like, yeah.
That's what breaks my heart. It's like, he's doing fine. I'm sure he doesn't think about the show at all, but we think about him all the time.
I know, he was awesome. But I guess that would also be one of those things that throws a wrench in Emma and Hook.
See, but that's the thing. Is like, I loved Emma and Graham. I thought they were so good together.
She still had work to do, though. She couldn't settle down yet.
Oh, I know. And, I mean, Hook is her soulmate. Like, there's no arguing about that.
For sure.
But... I still wish he might come back and fuck some things up.
Yeah. I'd be okay with it.
I would too. Everybody else who died can just stay dead. We don't miss you.
Which, speaking of, I want to talk about the freaking timeline of this show for a second. Because I don't understand, like, how it works. Like, some of these people have to be literally, like, 6,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But they look like they're 30. So, I'm like, at what point... do you stop aging? Like, you grow up and you're an adult, but then all of a sudden you're, like, 30 forever, or what?
Well, okay, so the Enchanted Forest, I think it was going on at the same time as, like, the real world, but it was just a different, like, universe. And so when he...
So you aged differently?
No, I think... oh, that's a good question, because I was going to say Rumple didn't age because he became the Dark One.
Okay,
and so you're, like,
no,
immortal.
I believe that. I'll accept that.
Yes. But then, like, when he first became the Dark One, that was when Neil, Balefire, a.k.a. Neil, went through that portal and went to
London. He was in 19th
London.
Century England.
Yes.
And he was, like,
and it's supposedly 12. Only been 28 years since then. So it's, like, I...
yeah, that's what makes no sense to me. Like, their timeline sometimes confuses me, like, really bad. Because
some, he was during the time of, like, Wendy.
And then
when
Hook.
Wendy went
Hook
to
is the same way. Hook is, like, freaking 200 years old or something stupid.
That's because he was stuck in Neverland for so many years. For, like, hundreds of years.
Okay.
So that's his excuse. And then everyone else, they were stuck in Storybrooke for 28 years, and that's why they didn't age for 28 years.
Yeah, I knew that, but it was just...
but, like, Neil was in New York. He wasn't in Storybrooke. So, like, I don't know what his excuse is.
I think that they just screwed up with that one.
They screw up a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see how it would be confusing.
500 years ago, random things happened.
Yes, like when they went to Camelot and they were talking about, like they said, like 500 years ago when it was something with Rumple. And
Camelot,
I was so,
like,
confused.
So far back in time.
Yes.
It just doesn't make, I don't
He's so fucking old.
Yeah, like.
He was the Dark One forever.
But whatever, we accept it, I guess, because.
I guess.
I mean, I don't, like, notice it when I'm watching it, but sometimes I'm like, wait a second.
If we can accept it in Twilight, we can accept it in Once Upon a Time.
Guess so.
Okay, so this is going to be season 6, right? That's the right number? Yeah. Okay. Season 6. We know a few things. So Regina and Zelina are going to be roommates.
Like, which is how crazy. Is that going to work?
I have no idea, but I read today, actually, that since Robin's dead, Regina, like, doesn't want to be alone, and so Zelina moves in with her.
And then Zelina, Hades is dead.
Yeah, Hades is dead, too.
So both of them lost their men, and they're just going to bond over that, I guess. Yeah.
I was going to say they're going to be Leslies, but they're not.
Sisters. They're sisters. Oh, my God.
But the Evil Queen is coming back, so who is Zelina going to choose?
That's true. I mean, that'll probably be a storyline.
It's going to be confusing, because what if the Evil Queen tries to, like, act like she's Regina and, like,
trick
people?
I'm sure that will happen.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Remember when Cora did that?
Yes, I do.
And, like, pissed everyone off about Regina and tried to, yeah. Ugh. That'll probably
happen. Miss Cora, that's another dead person I miss.
But I predict that Zelina will choose the Evil Queen because she's proven she's not very good at decision making.
I don't know. I feel like now that she has a baby, she should be good.
I don't like her, so I don't root for her.
She can be evil. Who cares?
Also, is Snow White still pregnant?
In real life. She's pregnant in real life.
Which she was so obvious.
Guys,
even
she's been pregnant since, like, season 2.
Seriously. And they try to cover it up, but it's so stupid.
It's just so obvious. It's so bad.
So, either she is still pregnant, or...
But I'm wondering how that's going to affect... Because, okay, the Evil Queen hated Snow White.
Yeah.
That was her life's mission, was to, like, make her suffer.
So, you know there's going to be stuff between them.
Right. But, like, I haven't heard that... what's her name in real life? What is Snow White's name in real life?
I want to say, like, Mary Margaret, but
I know, it's not her name, though.
Oh, okay. Rachel.
No, it's not Rachel.
Rachel, that's her name in freaking...
Damn it!
That other movie.
And he's not that into you? Is that the movie? Okay, well, whatever her name is, real life, is still pregnant. I haven't heard that she's given birth.
I always forget that they're married in real life.
Yes, she's married to Prince Charming in real life.
I always forget that.
And this is their second baby. They worked the first baby into the storyline, and that's how they have baby Neil.
That's their baby?
I mean, I'm sure they didn't put it on screen, no. Okay. But she was actually pregnant, like, when she was pregnant on the show.
Yeah.
But with the second baby, they just tried to hide it, even though she's, like, huge. And I'm wondering how that's going to affect, like, her being a main character and the fact that the queen is coming after her all the time.
Yeah. Because they're probably going to have to do, like, flashbacks and stuff, too, again. She's got to be skinny for that, so.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah, we'll see, I guess.
I don't know. And then Belle was pregnant in real life, and that's why she went into the sleeping curse. But now she's had her baby. I'm sure she's lost the weight, and she's, like, back in action.
Okay.
So she's going to wake up, and she's going to cuss out Rumpel.
Yeah, or they'll just break up. I hope they just break up.
I don't think they will.
They're really seriously don't. Getting on my nerves. Like, I'm tired
of it. Oh, I know.
Like,
I'm tired of it. Either be together or don't.
Like, I think she should just move on. Wasn't she having some sort of, like, flirtationship with...
With Will?
Yeah, with Will. That's
where did he go?
I don't know.
I'm so sad. I didn't watch the spinoff, the Wonderland spinoff.
Me neither.
But he was on it, and then he became a full-time character on Once Upon a Time. And now he's just gone.
Maybe he'll come back. Maybe they'll end up together. And maybe Rumpel will kill him.
I'm all for Rumpel killing people, honestly.
Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
But yeah, I liked him. Will needs to come back. They never said what happened to him. He didn't die.
Wait, wasn't he locked up or something?
Was he?
I vaguely remember him being, like, in the cell at the town, and then something happened.
Oh, no. I remember Snow, like, let him free. Because she's always been dumb. It was something dumb that she did, and she just set him free. But no, I mean, he was with Belle, but then, like, in the season finale, when Rumpel was, like, dying because his heart was so black, Belle was like, I don't love Will. I love you. Blah, blah, blah. And then that was, like, it. That's all you ever heard of it.
Yeah. I guess we'll see what happens with that.
I guess. I don't know. I'm tired of them. She should just stay in a coma. Not a coma. A sleeping curse. Same thing.
I had said that I think Neil will come back, but...
I doubt it. I'll be angry if Neil comes back.
I don't know. I feel like it's time.
No. It's time for Emma and Hope to do it.
I don't know. I feel like it's time for another wrench to be thrown in their relationship.
No, it's time for them to just do it and get it on in their own home. They need to move in together. They need to, like I said, do it.
a million times.
Do drinking game. Drink every time I say they should do it. And they should have a baby.
I think there's it not would be really funny on this if show. The like beginning of the season is her being like, oh shit, I'm pregnant.
Oh, that reminds me. Okay, so she's keeping some secret from Hook. That's what I read today.
I'm telling you, they've been doing it this whole time. Like, you're obsessed with this. Like,
and it's been happening. Doing it, you little sluts. God.
Because it would be less slutty if they did it in front of everyone.
No, I mean, I want that. They're sluts for doing it behind our backs.
They are pregnant, and she's going to, like, tell him
That's the only thing that makes sense, because I kept reading that she has some secret she's keeping from him, and I was like, it's done. Like, we know your history. There's no secrets.
She's pregnant.
So she's pregnant. Oh, my God. I will literally cry tears of joy if she is pregnant.
Only if Henry goes the F away. Like, I'm so tired of him.
Oh, Henry.
He needs to go away.
No, he's sweet. I hope his girlfriend leaves. I'm sick of her. That was dumb when on the season finale, she was like, my dad's really from Connecticut, so we're just going to stay here.
He's just so annoying. Like, he just messes stuff up all the time just so they can go and fix it. Like,
he needs to go back to being 11 and adorable because he's too awkward.
Yep. He's not a good actor. I'm sorry, but he's not. Yeah. They just need to hire someone new, make him 18, hire someone
new.
Yeah,
do a time jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire that stupid idiot. Anyways, that's harsh, but I don't care.
So on that note, we're going to end the podcast. We've had so much fun. So hit us up on the hashtag Just Eavesdropping and tell us what you want to happen in season 6, how much you love us, how much you love Hook, how much you want Emma and Hook to do it like I do.
What your predictions are for this season.
Yeah.
And then follow us on social media so that you can watch us live tweet and live everything on Sunday for the premiere.
And Malia, you better get better. She's sick, guys. Malia, you better get better before the watch party Sunday.
Yeah, because you're not getting out of it.
Like, no, you're going to come here with your bronchitis, and we're going to give you a face mask, and you're just going to be here, and we'll Snapchat you. So, guys, look out for Malia in a face mask on Sunday. Okay, use the hashtag. Bye.